is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Trump-era immigration raids have begun.
26 years in business, I've never seen anything like this.
A store owner in Newark, New Jersey, says ICE agents raided his business and detained several people.
A couple of the guys couldn't show their identification. Three of them got arrested.
CBS New York's Ali Bowman on the sweep across the Hudson.
Mayor Ross Baraka saying in a statement ICE agents detained undocumented residents as well as citizens without producing a warrant. One of the detainees is a U.S. military veteran who suffered the indignity of having the legitimacy of his military documentation questioned.
A final Senate vote could come as soon as today on the president's controversial nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Yesterday, he cleared a procedural vote despite opposition from Democrats and a couple of GOP lawmakers. CBS's Torian Small.
Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine were the only two Republicans to vote no. Hegseth can only afford to lose one more Republican vote to still be approved.
President Trump is set to tour parts of Los Angeles today, hard hit by wildfires. Officials report the massive Hughes fire that broke out in Castaic this week is now 36% contained. L.A. County Fire Captain Sheila Keller.
We definitely have plenty of water, plenty of resources. We're, you know, well over 4,000 personnel on this fire. You know, we've got the reservoir right there we can dip out of and draft out of.
Walmart, McDonald's, and Amazon are all scaling back DEI initiatives, but not one big box chain. CBS's Heather Bosch is in Seattle.
A conservative think tank urged Costco shareholders to ask the retailer to review its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies following decisions by Walmart, John Deere, and other major companies to dial back DEI. But at Thursday shareholders meeting, 98% voted against the proposal.
Hamas is expected to release four more hostages tomorrow as part of a ceasefire agreement with Israel. The BBC's Yolande Nell.
Hamas is also due to provide Israel with long-sought information about who is alive from the list of 30 remaining hostages due to be freed in the first six-week stage of the deal. However, it's not clear if that will include the names or just the number of living hostages.
A massive windstorm is battering Ireland and Scotland. Being hit with gusts of 114 miles an hour, the strongest on record. Hundreds of thousands of people have no power. Schools are closed, trains and flights canceled. Forecasters have issued a rare red weather warning, meaning danger to life. S&P futures are down 12. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a move to enhance downtown safety and community engagement, Racine's Common Council has okayed a downtown cop house. It'll go in at 434 Main. The initiative is getting money through S.C. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation and will serve as a hub for both law enforcement and social services downtown. The facility is expected to open its doors in March. It's a $1 million cash bond for the suspect in a fatal Racine County jail attack. In court yesterday, prosecutors called what happened New Year's Eve a brutal, deadly assault. Devontae Caraway was in the lockup for attempted homicide. He's now added a homicide charge for the assault. The incident, which reportedly lasted 47 seconds, went unnoticed by jail staff for over 20 minutes. Joseph Lee didn't die right away. He passed a few days later in the hospital. There's another hearing for Caraway next week. Racine kids will be better connected. The Racine County Eye has a story today about the Racine Common Council approving a program aimed at bridging the digital divide. This week, the council voted to spend just over $500,000 in Public Service Commission funds. That money will be used to provide free laptops and long-term technical support to 460 low-income households. Funded entirely through a state grant, the initiative will offer 7 years of technical support, training, and replacement devices to families without reliable technology. You can go more in depth with that story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The V. Bucks trounced the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers:
showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 20, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, lows around 16. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-30s. Sunny and 28 on Sunday. Monday, breezy and highs near 40. Currently, one above.
We are very different. We're very different because she grew up in like a family of hippies. You know, both her parents are total hippies. And I grew up in a normal family. So it's just very different. Like when I was single, I used to use Irish Spring because I liked it. Then I met my wife, Erin. We move in together. She sees my soap in the shower. She's like, oh, no. What is it? This is terrible. You cannot use this. That has aluminum in it. I didn't see any. She's like, no. You got to use this weird misshapen oatmeal rock I bought from a homeless person at the farmer's market. It's free range. So I'm using her soap. First of all, it hurts because there's like little pebbles in it or something. I don't know. One time I was using it, it cut me. I look at the soap, there's a stick in the soap. I never found a stick in my Irish Spring. That's a big selling point when I buy soap, no sticks.
Needles Day Tripper. It's 610 Local News. Timeless Hits WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today. Still cold out there. I don't know if I dreamt it, but I thought we were going to have temperatures in the 30s today. Actually, tomorrow, but I thought it was going to be today. Looks like increasing cloudiness today. Highs near 21. We're getting there. Slight chance of snow. Very slight chance tonight. Otherwise, cloudy. Lows around 18. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs near 35. Now we're talking. And looks like Sunday, sunny with a high near 27. Right now, it's a single degree at Radio Park. It's cold. It's clear, though. Clear skies. You know what I missed last night? A friend of mine always posts when the satellites are going to go zooming overhead. And you can hear them. You can see them and hear them when they go over. I mean, they're loud. And it's only for like a few seconds, but they give you the exact time and where to look in the sky if you live in Racine. And I forgot last night. It was at like 5:30, then another passing at 6:15, and I missed it last night. It was a perfectly clear sky. I think today or tomorrow we're having the parade of planets again, where you can see all the planets right in a row. Yeah. All eight of them. When I was a kid, there used to be nine of them. Remember Pluto was a planet? Then they told us, no. What you learned in school was a lie. It's only eight planets. So anyway, yeah, you can see all the planets right in a row. Parade of planets. I think it's coming up this week, or I'm pretty sure it's this week. My wife and I went out to it's hard to see when there are a lot of lights out there. So we drove out to the country and we parked on somebody's driveway. They weren't home. So I knocked on their door to see if it was okay to park in their driveway to face it, because we couldn't park on the street. This was out in the farmland somewhere. And so I knocked, 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 and then I noticed a security camera. I said, uh-oh. So we just stayed in their driveway, and it was about half a year ago. And we watched the parade of planets. It's really interesting to see them in the sky. And there's an app for your phone where you can aim it at the sky. It'll tell you which planet you're looking at. It's really, if you ever get a chance, look for the parade of planets and you get to see them. You realize we're not that big in the universe. 612 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I've got Neil Diamond. Here's Sweet Caroline. WRJN, Local News, Timeless Hits.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand, touching hand. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe there never was, but now I look at the night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one, reaching out, touching me. Yeah.
though that became a big song at baseball stadiums around the seventh inning. And I don't know how that happened, but it happened. Good morning, WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Apple and Google still don't have TikTok back on their app stores yet because of the legal stuff surrounding the president's order. It's kind of murky. So people are trying to sell their old phones with TikTok installed for insane amounts of money, like on eBay. $25,000. That's nothing. One person listed their iPhone 15 Pro with TikTok on it. $5 million. I am so glad I'm not into TikTok. I don't think I can handle that kind of price or that kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here when you're addicted to something? It's addicted to something. It's 616 Local News, Timeless Hits. Here's Pete Schwabe.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Academy Award nominations were announced yesterday after a brief delay due to the L.A. fires. Here are your Oscar nominees for Best Actor. To no one's surprise, Adrian Brody was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Timothy Chalamet pulled a nomination for his portrayal of Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. If there are heavy favorites, it's probably those two. Rounding out the category are Colman Domingo for his role in Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, and Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice. It's anybody's game. Speaking of thespians, the nominations in the Best Actress category are also in, and include Demi Moore, who makes her comeback, so to speak, in the horror film The Substance, Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, which was not a huge surprise, Carla Sofia Gascon for Amelia Perez, a film also nominated in 12 other categories, Mikey Madison for the comedy Enora, and Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here. Good luck, all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the Timeless Hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Everybody stops and stares.
sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Never ever known a girl so lovely, sweet enough to want to eat. Everybody's crazy about my baby, 'cause my baby looks so sweet. You know she's sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine.
Sugar and Spice, the Searchers. Local news, Tamla Sid to WRJN is 622. Looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 21 degrees and the outlook for tonight. Slight chance of snow, otherwise cloudy. Lows 18, sunny tomorrow. Highs near 35. Break out the barbecue. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 27. Right now it's clear. It's a single degree, 1 degree here at Radio Park. Well, first there were wedding photographers, then videographers. And did you know there's a third option now? A site called Wed Society asked thousands of vendors across the U.S. to predict the top wedding trends of 2025. And wedding content creator was number one. According to the press release, they capture real-time, authentic, highly engaging social media content. And they're usually hired in addition to photographers and videographers. I'm sure your dad's going to love paying for that, a content provider. Huh? It's 622. The local news, Tablet Sense, WRJN. Here's Three Dog Night.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
How many radio stations get confused at Christmas time when they see that on the playlist? And they, oh, Joy to the World, Three Dog Night. That should be a nice Christmas song. And they hit it. They hear that instead of the Christmas Joy to the World. I've got to believe that's happened. It's 626 local news. Time to sit to WRJN. Well, this is one way to ruin a bride and groom's big day. A 52-year-old man named Mark in Florida was arrested after he hit another man in the head with a plate at a wedding. Apparently, he was mad because the other man let two young girls ahead of them in line for the prime rib. Someone called the police. Mark was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. And for the record, this was a dry wedding, which means no alcohol was served. So Mark wasn't drunk. He just really, really was excited about that prime rib.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist.
Chubby Checker, local news and timeless hits WRJN. That was the sequel to The Twist. Let's Twist Again. He had a lot of songs. You know, he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Chubby Checker. He was upset about that, too, because, I mean, this guy, he had the number one song not only once in 1960, the same song became number one 2 years later. I mean, he changed the whole dance craze in America. And, nope. He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 629 at WRJN. You know, if you missed this, these are odd but true laws that are on the books. People in Costa Rica are only allowed to drive 6 days a week to cut down on traffic and pollution. The last digit of their license plate dictates what day they're not allowed to drive the car on the road. And it's illegal to own a pet hamster in Hawaii. Apparently, the climate is too good for hamsters. If ever some of them escape, they could start wild colonies. It would devastate Hawaii's native crops and take over the state. I had a little pet hamster when I was little. I can't imagine it taking over the state of Hawaii. 6:30, local news, timeless hits. Let's check news of the morning now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police were searching for two suspects who ran off after a shooting last night. Initial reports indicate one person was treated for a gunshot wound to the back. It happened at just after 9 last night near North Memorial and Albert. We're working on learning more. A search is still underway for an 18-year-old Kenosha woman. Police say Kayla Rose Sobzak has a history of mental health disorders and has been missing for over a month. She's described as a mixed-race female, 5'3", 175 pounds, with brown eyes and black curly hair. She was last seen December 17th near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Anyone with info should call Kenosha Police. A Racine man has admitted his involvement in a swatting operation that targeted Ring doorbell camera owners across the country. The feds say back in November of 2020, Kaya Nelson placed hoax emergency calls to 911 and live-streamed the police response on social media. The week-long spree saw Nelson and his co-conspirators get access to victims' Yahoo email accounts and their linked Ring devices. Nelson faces a potential sentence of 15 years in federal prison. They'll be coming from miles around to the Buc-ee's. The announcement yesterday about the massive convenience store and gas station coming to Oak Creek has garnered a lot of talk. It'll be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest, with plans for a different location in DeForest in a holding pattern. The 74,000-square-foot facility would go up on the southwest part of I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. There are still lots of hurdles for the project, with the first of several public hearings next week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Let me see. Winter roads, your tires, and Wisconsin cheesemakers. What do they all have in common? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Curious about the answer? I've got it. Next.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session. And don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Environmental concerns over the materials we're using in the winter to try to give better traction on our Wisconsin roadways have some counties looking at alternatives. In Greene County, Chris Narveson, Greene County Highway Commissioner, says they've turned to their cheesemakers, or more importantly, the brine from the cheesemaking process. In Greene County, they're using it as a diluted salt solution to try to improve winter roadway driving conditions.
Cheese brine is actually a little more effective than what regular brine is. So let's back up and explain what brine is, because there's a lot of misconceptions about what brine is out on the roads, because it's, like I said, it's a 22 to 23% salt product. So how it works is, and I think people probably noticed throughout the state that more and more highway departments are putting this, they see these white lines on the pavement, that they're out pre-brining for storms. That brine gives a little, you know, buy you time. You know, if frosted roads, you know, we may not have to go out. Every time we call in the crews, that's a $20,000 bill. So if we can call them in and we can do stuff on straight time, we're going to do it.
That's Chris Narveson. He is the Greene County Highway Commissioner, and they are having fantastic results using cheese brine to help treat winter roads for traction. In fact, last year he said they used 100,000 gallons of cheese brine. This year already they've used 75,000 gallons of cheese brine, obviously with more winter ahead. And don't forget, Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is still accepting Alice in Dairyland applications through January 31st. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 20, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, lows around 16. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-30s. Sunny and 28 on Sunday. Monday, breezy and highs near 40. Currently, one above.
Nonetheless, the father remains proud. Dressing in bizarre outfits around the house on the weekends. All fathers essentially dress in the clothing style of the last good year of their lives. Whatever a man was wearing around the time he got married, he freezes that moment in fashion history and rides it out to the end. You see Fathers on the Street, 05, 91, 83.
Full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never wet. Hands full of money, all in debt. Sun coming out in the middle of June. Everyone's gone to the moon. Time ago, life had begun. Everyone went to the sun. Hearts full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
Jonathan King, Everyone's Gone to the Moon. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, AM 1400, the legendary AM frequency of 1400. Well, if you need a new nightmare fodder, if you're running out of nightmare fodder, you know there are 25 million tons worth of spiders on the planet Earth right now? 25 million tons worth of spiders. And based on the amount they eat, in theory, they could eat every single human being on the planet in 1 year. Add it up. All the spiders in the world consume somewhere between 400 to 800 million tons of prey every year. And while all the humans on Earth only weigh around 300 million tons, so they can finish us off real quickly. Tonight, sleep tight. Don't let the spiders... Well, you kind of know the rest of that rhyme, don't you? It's 6:39. Local news. Tamla says looking for increasing cloudiness. Highs near 21 today. Highs near 35 tomorrow. Right now, it's a single degree and clear right here at Radio Park.
Down in the boondocks. And I
down to the Boondock 642 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. The site Taste Atlas ranked 100 of the grossest foods in the world based on tourist reviews. Maybe I shouldn't do this at breakfast time. Scandinavian blood pancakes took the top spot. Pancakes made with onion, spices, and reindeer blood. Apparently, they're popular in Sweden and Finland. Go to IHOP. Order some blood pancakes. See what they say. All right. You really got me. These are the Kinks. Local news. Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Look for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 21. A slight chance of snow tonight. Very slight. Otherwise cloudy with a high or low near 18. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 35 degrees. The big melt. And Sunday sunny with a high near 27. Right now, it's clear in 1 degree right here at Radio Park. I have a list here of normal things that people think will be obsolete by the year 2075. I'm not going to be around for it, but plastic packaging for food, animal captivity, social media, cancer, let's hope, working 9 to 5, and idolizing billionaires and celebrities. Again, we can only hope those things won't be here. 645 WRJN. Hey, I'm going to catch this show tomorrow.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his 4 grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. Because the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man, the kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. A girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on, just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone and afraid, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night. When nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns. When two men go out to face each other, only one returns. The bravest of them all. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all.
Gene Pitney, the man who shot Liberty Valance. Local news, Townless Hits, WRJN. We had our holiday party the other day on the Saturday. I'm talking to Dan Marcus at the table. And he just said, what is your favorite Western of all time? Without hesitation, right out of my mouth, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Favorite Western of all time. Love that. John Ford Western with James Stewart, John Wayne, and Lee Marvin as Liberty Valance. Great cast, Lee Van Cleef, Strother Martin, Vera Miles, Andy Devine. What a movie that was. Long movie, about 2.5 hours. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And that song was supposed to be the theme song. The problem was it wasn't ready in time. So the movie had to go out without that. And they put an instrumental song in there as the theme song. And the song came out after the movie came out and was a big hit by Gene Pitney. 6:51 at WRJN. Got the mamas and the papas now here on your Friday morning. And Creek Alley coming up at 7:35. We're talking movies with Brent Hoffman here at WRJN. Keep it right here, 1400 AM.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat. And after every number, they passed that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting hired in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. It's all is a daddy, you know they're
still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. Couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, guess it had to be that way. Sebastian and Zon form a spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat small.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Creek Alley, Mamas and the Papas, local news, time to sit here at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 21, slight chance of snow tonight. Otherwise cloudy with a low 18, sunny with a high near 35 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny with a high near 27. Right now it's clear in 1 degree here at Radio Park. A middle school in North Carolina had to remove all of its bathroom mirrors because kids were asking to go to the bathroom and using the mirrors to film TikToks. Some were asking to use the bathroom up to 9 times a day. That is a red flag. 6:55 at WRJN with the Stones, Honky Tonk Woman.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for we
Jones, local news, timeless hits at WRJN Hockey Talk. Women, whoa. All right, Lincoln posted a list of red flags that the place you're applying to for a job is a toxic workplace and you might want to avoid it. Now, if the whole interview process is overly complicated, they're probably not organized. If they can't tell you your exact job duties, you're probably going to be wearing lots of hats. And if they keep saying, we're just like a family here, it's a sign they expect you to work long hours for the love of the company and probably low money. Been there, done that. 6:59 at WRJN. Got some increasing cloud cover today with a high near 21. Slight chance of snow tonight. Otherwise, cloudy, lows around 18. Sunny with a high near 35 tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 27 on Sunday. Nice weekend. Right now, it's clear. We've got a single degree right here at Radio Park. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check news.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is wrapping up his first week back in office with a trip outside of Washington, D.C. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham reports.
Today, President Donald Trump heads to hurricane-ravaged communities in North Carolina, then to Los Angeles, where destructive wildfires continue to burn.
The Senate will come to order.
In Washington, a final Senate vote could come as soon as today on former Fox News host Pete Hegseth's nomination for Defense Secretary. Hegseth cleared yesterday's procedural vote in the Senate, despite opposition from all of the Democrats and two Republicans, Maine's Susan Collins and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski.
The Trump administration's begun carrying out the president's directives on undocumented immigrants. CBS New York's Allie Bauman says they arrested several people working at a store in Newark, New Jersey. She spoke to the owner.
Do you think that this is going to deter your other employees from showing up to work?
Yes, exactly. That's the question. That's not really helping my business, obviously. Or any business.
The Kremlin says Vladimir Putin is ready to talk to President Trump by phone. He's just waiting for word from Washington on when. Yesterday, Mr. Trump said he wanted to meet with the Russian leader as soon as possible in an effort to end the war with Ukraine. In the Middle East, the second phase of a hostage swap is scheduled to take place